There's a piece over here that's a mountainscape, but it's not just done with paint. It's done with like a heavy, thick sort of a medium. It's like a almost like a paste that's scraped onto the canvas.
That's Chris Jeunesse, one of the art instructors at SoHi.
And it makes me think, oh, I could do something like that. I could take that back and I could show my kids. There's neat stuff. These jewelry pieces over here, they're all made with recycled plastic. They look like sea glass, but you get close up and they're all recycled plastic that she's worked and carved and changed. It's really amazing.
He says it's a good outlet for him and his colleagues who might not have as much time as they'd like for their own work. And actually finishing a project on a deadline is a good lesson for their students, too.
There's more than just the little sort of picky assignments that we go from, you know, assignment to assignment. And, you know, you're just trying to get things done and you're trying to get a grade. And, you know, but art is so much more than that. And, you know, it's nice to be able to show that, you know, we can put this stuff to use in real life.
Instructors from Kenai High School, Nikiski, Skyview, and Cay Beach Elementary all have work on display. There are plenty of paintings, but also photography, sculpture, and even recycled jewelry. That work was done by Skyview teacher Andrea Eggleston. She says that ability to experiment and work in different styles with different materials is what drew her to art and art education.
It was never somebody taught me how to do exactly this, so I did exactly that. And that's what I try to do with my students, too.
A lot of her work that's on display, like this papier-mâché mask, started in the classroom as demonstrations for her 7th and 8th graders at Skyview.
And it's fun to show the students how you can elevate a flat piece of paper into something bold and three-dimensional and expressive, and how each one is uniquely different. I also have a wire-armatured papier-mâché mousse over here that... Yeah, is inspired by Oaxacan albrejes, our wooden carvings from Oaxaca, Mexico. And I introduce that to my students and show them how they can create a similar expression through our accessible medium.
Looking around, I'm intrigued by some of the more abstract work. Chris Jeunesse says students sometimes think the weird stuff that doesn't really look like anything is easier than, say, a faithful reproduction of a photo on canvas.
Also these, you know, odd but, you know, like really evocative pieces like this. You, obviously on the radio you can't see it, but there's this blue head with a skull coming up off the top. It's really abstract stuff. And the funny thing about abstract is that it's much harder than most people think. And we find this with our students a lot of times. They always say they want to do abstract because they think it's easier. But really, to do something honestly abstracted and to really, you know, really find that sort of kernel of reality within something that doesn't have, like, you know, something recognizable to look at is really difficult.
Andrea Eggleston says with that more abstract material, it's kind of tough to teach. The key is exposing the students to all sorts of different stuff so they can sort of get it on their own terms.
It happens. I like to share with my kids my own personal experiences. My husband and I designed and built our own home. I tell them that just because you're learning this artistic process, that doesn't mean that your end result would necessarily be a piece of artwork that you hang on the wall in the end. It could show itself in different creative ways. And so as soon as they see that, I don't know, maybe the stigma or stereotype of art being something you hang on the wall is taken away, then that, I think, makes them feel a little bit more comfortable to just express, and then who knows what direction it'll take them.
The show will be on display at the Kenai Fine Arts Center in Old Town Kenai through the month of January.